Open your Bibles tonight, if you would, please, to Romans chapter number 15, and we're going to look at one verse, actually really just really one phrase almost, but more than that, Romans chapter 15, look at verse 13. Chapter 15 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Let me read that again. "Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Of the Holy Ghost. Folks, we have hope. Amen? The book, the blood, and the blessed hope. I remember hearing that over and over and over as I was younger in the ministry. I want to think about hope a little bit tonight, talk about what it means to us, how we can apply it to our lives. Webster's 1828 defines hope as a desire of good. So the word desire enters into that, something we're looking for. A desire of good, but hope is a desire of good accompanied with some expectation of obtaining it and believing it that it is obtainable. He goes on to say that hope implies some expectation of obtaining the good desired or the possibility of possessing it. Hope, therefore, he says, always gives pleasure or joy. We use that phrase, "I hope so." We say, "I'm hoping for..." And it's something that looks into the future and says there's a blessing out there, and I'm trusting it's going to come my way. There is a promise that God has made, and I know He's going to fulfill it. God keeps His promises. We'll talk about that a little more in just a minute. What do lost people hope for? If you look at folks in the world, what are they hoping for? And just a quick list here. Possessions, perhaps, are hoping to buy something or to gain something or to obtain something. A house, a car, clothing, something like that. They hope for prosperity. There's nothing wrong with prosperity unless you trust in it. The wealth that they might desire so they can obtain whatever they wish. They hope for popularity. They hope to be liked, to admired, or maybe even given glory by others for things that they do. Most people hope in things. I was curious. I thought, I wonder who owns the domain www.hope.com. And so I went there. It's not a bad site. It's a wrong site because, you know what, the first thing you're going to see if you go there, I'll save you the time. The first thing it says at the top of the page is, "Bitcoin is hope." I'm sure there are some people that made some money on Bitcoin, but I'm sure there's some people that lost some money on it as well. Folks, money is not hope. Amen? Money is not hope. Money is far from it. People hope in things like luck. They hope in themselves. They hope in their situation. They hope in their circumstances. They hope in their resources. They hope in things. But what about us? We're God's people, right? What do we hope in? What is it that our hope is, and what is it placed in? I just listed a few things here. One thing that we hope for is righteousness. Amen? Now think about that. I want to be more specific. I have hope that God will make me righteous. I am imputed righteousness. I'm given credit for righteousness I don't have. But I also have hope that God will change me and make me more like He wants me to be. And I know, hope, but no, because there's a real fine line there when you talk about promises of God. I hope in the fact that one day we'll be with Him and we will be righteous. Amen? No more sin. We hope in eternity. Have you got hope in eternity? For Colossians 1:5 says that there's a hope laid up for us in heaven. It's a strange way to look at the world if you do not think there's an afterlife. I can't comprehend that. If there's not something after death, it seems like it's all kind of sad and useless. You just see all the suffering in the world and all the people that die from horrible circumstances before their time, perhaps. And if that's all there is, what a sad world this is. But folks, that's not all there is. We have a hope in eternity, amen? We have a hope in eternity, meaning forever and ever, we know we're going to be with the Lord in a wonderful place. We hope in eternal life, our eternity with Christ. Titus 1 and 3 both talk about that. We hope in salvation. And it's again, it's that word hope and that word know are very close together. Colossians 1, 23 talks about the hope of the gospel. So does 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. Paul said something interesting in 1 Thessalonians 2, 19. Listen to this. He said, what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? He says, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Well, Paul lived his life to reach lost souls. And he said, when I get to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm looking forward to the folks that are going to be there with me because God used me. And that's my hope, he said. It's something that you look forward to in eternity, not that you necessarily always see right now. We sure hope in the Lord's return, don't we? Hope it comes tonight. Even so, come Lord Jesus. 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we do hope in God's grace. If you want to talk about where our hope originates, it is back to the verse we read tonight. Our hope is in God, and our hope is in his word. And you can find both of those things in the Bible. And so when you read your Bible, you get hope. Amen? You see promises. You see what Christ has done, what he will do. You see how he's going to judge the world. You see salvation. You see so many things. You see promises to answer prayer. Our hope is in God and his word. Psalm 43:5 talks about that. Let me read you some more verses. Just looking through the Bible at hope and talking about what the Bible has to say about hope. And the first thing I'm going to tell you might surprise you a little bit. If you look at the word hope without any of the forms, just the word hope by itself, H-O-P-E, there are about 121 of them in the Bible. 16 of them are in Job. I thought that was interesting because Job doesn't seem like a book of hope, does it? But can I tell you this? Job had hope. Because Job knew he was not guilty. He knew he was not suffering because of anything he had done to offend God. He wasn't being judged for wickedness. And his friends were convinced that he was. And they spent all sorts of time trying to explain to him how wrong he was. And he said to them, miserable comforters are you all. But the Job is a book of hope. And at the end of the book, don't we see that hope come to fruition? Amen? He was restored and what a great book. Hope gives our heart strength in times of difficulty. Psalm 31, 24. He says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hope gives us strength. If your heart is failing, take a couple of hope tablets. Amen? Read a couple of verses in the Bible that give you hope. Hope causes God to look upon us. Listen to this, Psalm 33, 18. He says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. So when you have hope, God looks at your hope and he fulfills that hope. Amen? Hope calms us. Psalm 42, 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? The psalmist writes. He says, why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And Psalm 42:11 and 43:5 have kind of the same idea. In fact, that verse is almost identical in those three places. Why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? He says, hope in God. So hope can calm us. Psalm 146:5, which happens to be on our wall back there, talking about that a lot this year. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Hope makes us happy. You can be happy even though you don't see a reason to be happy, because we know a reason to be happy. We have the Bible. Amen? Hope brings us blessings. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Hope saves us. Romans 8:24 says we are saved by hope. And we have hope not only in this life, although we do have hope in this life, but 1 Corinthians 15:19 mentions if we only had hope in this life, we are of all men most miserable. So we have hope in eternity. And then finally, Hebrews 6:19 says hope is an anchor. It says we have hope, which is an anchor of the soul. So the Bible's got a lot to say about hope, doesn't it? God's the God of hope. As you begin to put this together and think about it, what you'll realize is your hope guides your life. The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues of life. Our heart is where we have hope, and those things you hope in are going to direct your path. If someone says, I hope I get a new job, then they're going to go out and try to find a new job. If someone says, I hope I lead a soul to Christ this week, then they're going to go soul winning. If someone says, I hope that my prayer life improves, then we're going to pray more. The things that we hope for direct the efforts that we make. So how can we have hope? Why should we have hope? What is the source of that hope? And there's an interesting verse in the Bible. It's Hebrews chapter 10 in verse 23. I'll read it to you. You don't need to turn there. But it is the one time in the Bible when this Greek word, which is almost always translated hope, the word, it's roughly pronounced elpis or elpis, but that word elpis, that Greek word for hope, listen to Hebrews 10, 23. He says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And the word faith there is the word elpis. Now, just think about that for a minute. Because of our faith, we have hope. Amen? We've already quoted the verse once tonight. By grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8. And if you think about it, what you believe is going to determine the hope that you have. I hope, but I also know I am saved, and I know I have eternal life, and I'm hoping for that eternal life that I'm going to live one day in eternity, for that change and that deliverance from all the trials and temptations and sadness and heartaches in this world. And it's a sure hope, amen? It's not there yet. I'm hoping for it, but it's not as if it's a possibility. It's a certainty. The folks, the God's promises are certainties, aren't they? Amen? So hope is a product of our faith. It is only going to be available through faith. And it's the one time in Hebrews 10:23 where those two words are used so interchangeably. 1 Timothy 1:1 says the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. If you didn't have Christ, you wouldn't have hope, would you? Romans 15:13, which we read already, says that the Holy Ghost causes us to abound in hope. And the power of the Holy Ghost, which lives in us, does things that we could not do by ourselves. He convicts us. He convinces us. He shows us things. He explains the Bible to us. He gives us hope. And then Hebrews 6:18 says this. He says, by two immutable, that word means unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. And there again, he's thinking about our salvation, our eternity. Just think about that. You know, we were talking to some folks today about things they've been doing. You know, Andrew's bee sting, or Mr. Dahlman's working on his project at his house, or Dantes, did you go to work today, brother? So just the things that we did today, I did some things today, and other folks did some things. But that's all just right now. We have an eternity out there, amen? And the things you do today are going to be rewarded in eternity if you do them for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope directs our life. Paul, in verse 13, says, God is the God of hope. Where is our hope? What is the source of our hope? Well, what is your hope? If you think about, why do you do what you do? Well, I hope for this or I hope for that. But there are short-term things, like I'm hoping to have a couple of days off next week and spend some time with my grandchildren and my family. But that's just a couple of days. Our greatest hope is an eternal hope, an inescapable hope, a hope that you cannot lose, a salvation that cannot be taken from you. That's the kind of thing we're really living for, isn't it? And everything else pales in comparison to that. Where is our hope? What's the source of our hope? The Lord Jesus Christ. What is our hope? What good do we seek? Hopefully, that's interesting. Hopefully we're living in such a way we hope to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? That's a good hope. We hope that God can use us to do His work, to reach souls, to comfort and console folks that are suffering, and to bring back folks that are wayward. And that's our hope, is for God to be glorified. Amen? It's a great hope. Who is our hope? Got to be the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says that. The hope that you and I have chosen, which are those things we long for, those things we expect to obtain one day, will govern the way we think and the way we live our life. If our hope is only for the things in this life, then the efforts that we expend will only produce results in this life, and our eternity will be mostly empty. Our treasure, in that case, is confined to this earth. But if our hope is in eternity and for eternal things and things that will last for all eternity, then our actions are going to have eternal consequences. They will be designed to produce eternal consequences, and we will have laid up treasure in heaven. So our choice of what to hope for is very important. Proverbs 4:23 says this, "Out of our heart are the issues of life." And so it says to keep your heart with all diligence. What we set our heart upon is what we hope for. And it's going to be the governing factor of how we live our life. One final thought, and I'll be done. God has the power to do things in our life. If we have faith, He can do things that He could not otherwise do. If my hope is a right hope, then it should be accompanied by, and it has to be, I think, accompanied by or joined to a faith that God's going to do some things. Amen? You're standing on the shore of the Red Sea, and Moses and the people, and God says, "Go forward." How do you go forward? Because God can part the waves. Another great example is when they were on the Jordan River bank, and they're at flood stage, and the Jordan River is high. They're getting ready to cross over and take Jericho. And God told him, He said, "Here's what I want you to do." He said, "I want you to have the priests, and I want them to take the ark, and it's going to go out front." And He says, "When they set their foot in the water, then the water is going to stop so that you can walk across the Jordan again on dry ground." And they had to take a step, didn't they? So if our hope is in the Lord, like we sang tonight, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Our hope is in His Word, amen? Our hope is in what Christ has already done. Our hope is in the Holy Ghost and God's power in our life. Then that's going to change what God can do in us. Be careful. It would be a sad, sad thing for a Christian to say, "I've lost hope." You shouldn't lose hope, amen? God's the God of hope. Did you lose God? No, didn't lose hope. It'd be a sad thing for a Christian to say, "My hope is in things that I have right now in this world, to the exclusion of things that we have in eternity." In other words, if our hope is only in this world, Paul said, we're miserable. Because this is nothing compared to our eternity. But if our hope is in eternity, I really think the Bible starts to make more and more sense when you realize this. Jesus says, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, where thieves don't break through and steal." Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen? So, where is your hope? Where is it? Is it here? Or is it there? The things we hope for are going to change the way we live our life. And I believe, perhaps it's safe to say, the reason some Christians have a hard time walking and living for God is because their hope's in the wrong place. Our hope should be on Christ. Amen? Keep our eyes on Him, our hope in Him. in His blessings, in His salvation, in His righteousness, in eternity. And so that song we sang tonight, Only a Sinner Saved by Grace, that's pretty good. Amen? Our hope is not in us. Our hope is in Him. Let's all stand and pray.